sad story of the demise of John the Baptist. In the Gospel text today, the first reading from the book of Sirah, speaking of the faithfulness of King David. And so we have two kings who are in many ways intended to be the fulfillment of the kingly promise of God to his people, and yet so radically different. You know, we've been following the story of King David up until yesterday, where appointing Solomon at his own death, preparing for his own death, we have seen the mistakes that he has made. We have seen the consequence of them in many ways as well. But this difference between David and, in the Gospel text today, King Herod, is that when confronted with the truth, David repents. Herod is confronted with the truth about his marriage to his brother's wife. If you ever can't sleep and you ever want to look up something, just look up the Herod the Great and look up his genealogy and all of the family, like, infighting and intermarriage and all the jockeying for position and the trying to consolidate kingdom and going to Rome and seeking, you know, the stamp on this and that. It's worse than any soap opera you could ever imagine. But Herod is confronted with the truth of the wrongness of what he is doing. And it is this line that is interesting to me. He feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. My brothers and sisters, what do we do when we are confronted with the truth? Do we try and silence it? Squirrel it away? It's almost as if he's in the captivity of John. It's like I know the truth, and I have it, and it's in a person. And I've got him. See? You want to see? But does not allow truth to enter in, to penetrate, to transform and to change, to bring about repentance, to ask for God's mercy. Do we treat truth as something that remains outside of ourselves? We acknowledge that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Got a nice poster of him. Got hundreds of books about him on my shelves in the rectory. But we are to encounter truth. And in encountering truth, Jesus' desire is to free us, not destroy us. You understand the difference? When we come face to face with truth, it is to set us free. It is to speak light into the darkness. It is to speak life where there is death. To speak truth where there is error and falseness. In order that we might live. In order that we might be set free. My brothers and sisters, this last remark is from my personal experience. God does not enter into the inner sanctuary of your heart simply to throw all of the lights on. He's got a dimmer switch, in my experience. And out of compassion and love and kindness and tenderness, he slowly, slowly turns the lights up. And as we begin to see other realities, other things that need to be brought to the light, we say, okay, Jesus, enough, enough for today. I'm like, okay, we're good. Don't worry, I'm here with you. To slowly confront piece by piece by piece the error, the doubt, the darkness, the death that has been a part of our life. He is most tender and most patient and compassionate with us. I can only speak of my experience. And I'm happy to report that that's more experience than most of you here in the church today have had, just because I'm older. He is patient, kind, loving, and tender. And he desires for our freedom in everything. Do not be afraid of the truth. For we believe that our truth is our salvation. Amen.